Hey, Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm lonely.
Sure, I'm not doing anything.
Previously on But You're Wrong.
I like the guy that the wicked Cajun guy.
Troy, I bet you it's Troy.
Shoot him. Yeah, get him. That guy's great.
I love when he goes, oh boy, that's a big alligator. That's a big alligator. Oh, we got a tree shaker. All right. So welcome to But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I am Greg DiNicola.
And before we get started, I won't say the H word that Greg hates. Housekeeping.
Oh.
The password is housekeeping. Greg's like, no, I don't want to say that word. I know what it is. I don't want to say it.
It's not happening. You're not going to get me to say it.
Some items I just wanted to address. I just want to say thank you because I noticed the last couple of weeks we've gotten a bump in support from people, and I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Thank you, everyone.
Including some new listeners in Romania and Guatemala.
Oh, really? Guatemala, too.
Yeah.
I knew about the Romanians.
Yeah, I think I told you about that one, yeah. I forgot to mention Guatemala. Although I think that was just within the last couple of days.
Nice.
So thank you for that.
It's nice to be heard down in the basement.
Yeah. The other America, as we used to call them.
Yeah.
As great grandpa Bodela used to say. No, I don't know if he said that. I really don't. I know nothing about him. Neither does my father. And my grandfather didn't know much about him, but that's a different episode. Hang on. Not because he was like a piece of shit and ran away. It was just because he passed away. And my grandfather was very young at the time.
Uh-huh. He was just dead early.
Yeah. Yeah. I said it. And then I was like, wait, I don't want people thinking that my great grandfather was some kind of like, you know, piece of shit that was like, I got to go buy a pack of smokes. And then he disappeared.
You know, I had a great grandfather that left his wife and like six kids to go out and find gold in California in the gold rush.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to say his name was Cyril.
Cyril?
Cyril. Like C-E-R-I-L.
Wow.
It was on my mother's side because my father's side wasn't here yet. But yeah, Cyril. And he like took off and went out for the gold rush and left his wife and his kids, and they never heard from him again. I mean, he could have died like the next day, and that's why they never heard from him again.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
His axle could have broke. He could have gotten dysentery.
Maybe he tried to ford the river.
Yeah, his oxen drowned fording the river.
I don't know. I have no idea what happened to him.
Any number of possibilities.
Nobody knows.
But they weren't necessarily assholes. They just now you think oh, so and so didn't really know his father, and they're like, oh, that piece of shit. Like he left his family. What?
He was a bastard child.
No, my grandfather then dropped out of school and started taking a job at a printing press factory.
Oh, and a Gutenberg?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think they made
Steve?
Like Steve Gutenberg. Hey, he worked with the Goots. Three Men and a Baby. His idea came up with it. 1942. Way ahead of his time. They used to call him way ahead of his time, Bodela.
No one called him that.
No, but he started off there. I think he was like 14, maybe 16. Like, I know he was definitely before he was 18. But he started working there, like sweeping the floors, like just like the base job that he could do because he didn't have a high school education even.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time that he left that company, he was like one of the like full time managers, like he was like running the thing.
Nice.
So yeah. So he was the American dream, kind of.
Yeah, my grandfather on my mother's side, he did not. I'm pretty sure he did not graduate high school. And, of course, he grew up, like, during the Depression and everything. So, like, I feel like that was almost kind of standard. Like you didn't, you know, you had to like go try to find work or something.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it would have been around that time too.
Yeah, I also heard there was one story. I forget if he told me or my mom told me, but like during the Depression, they would have their version of tomato soup, which was they would boil water and mix it with ketchup, and that was dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, that's poor.
That is really poor, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun. I hope to never have to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think – I forget which grandfather it was, because the grandfather I saw about was obviously my dad's dad. But one of them – I think it was him – would always eat the fat on the steaks. Like he wouldn't like trim it at all. He would just eat it. Or yeah. Maybe they both did even. Like they would both do that because it was like so important to have anything that you ate everything that you got.
Imagine like growing up your whole like childhood and being like, there's something you can eat on that plate. You can't waste it. And then you grow up and like the idea of wasting shit, even if it's just fat from a steak, you're probably like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you probably go the whole rest of your life being like, I'm going to eat everything.
Yeah. They didn't waste anything.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, because I mean, I think they were all around the same age. So I want to say they were born between like 1910 and like 1916, all my grandparents. So they all kind of had that mentality ingrained in them. Because yeah. I think they were all like second generation off the boat.
Right, right.
So they didn't have like money from way back. But even like my fiance's family supposedly like had money before the Depression and then they lost a lot of it.
Yeah.
So I mean doesn't really mean anything. I mean, but I think they were able to survive the Great Depression without necessarily probably going through what my family had to do sometimes.
Yeah. Or the ketchup soup or something.
Yeah, like the ketchup soup and the eating the fat and
yeah.
Working at a printing press factory, making claims that one day there'll just be a screen and it'll contain millions of pages of printed type.
Mm-hmm.
But ahead of his time, Bodela.
There's a printer at work and someone printed out a picture of Bob Marley.
Nice.
And it says next to it, it says, this printer is called Bob Marley because it always be jamming. it's the highlight of my day.
getting back to two other things that I wanted to mention, though, to people. If you're listening and you like what you hear, please go on iTunes and subscribe to us. There's a little button that says subscribe, and then you just click that. And then whenever new episodes come out and you open up iTunes is like, hey, is there a new episode? And we say yes, and then it downloads and you don't have to do anything. So do that because it just makes life fucking easier. And it was something that ahead of his time, Bodela imagined. And he said one day it'll happen. And also, if you can, you know, give us a little rating, a little review, because that'll help us out too. I think the subscribing helps more with iTunes, but I don't know for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, we accept both.
Yeah, I'll take anything.
We also accept Discover.
Yeah. We accept Discover, American Express, and Diners Club.
Oh, Diners Club. No one accepts Diners Club.
Surprisingly, they do. For a while, when my sister was traveling, she had a Diners Club card. And I was like, really? That's not just a joke from 80s movies?
Wow. I always thought that was defunct.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this was like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
But, oh, okay.
I mean, as of 5 years ago, it was still around. And then also do check out our Facebook page because I'm finding that we talk about stuff that's fairly relevant. And then even after the episode comes out, something will come out and it'll be like, oh, we were completely wrong on this or like we had the wrong information.
Yeah, not surprising.
Only because that information hadn't come out yet. So if you go to our Facebook page, because sometimes you might be listening and you'll be like, those assholes, they were completely wrong. But if you look at both of them, then you might be like, oh, okay, they realized that they were wrong. Because we put little companion pieces up there.
We make corrections.
Yeah. We're like the New York Times. Except we didn't purposely lie to begin with. So.
Good call, sir.
Well, sometimes we did, but usually you know when we're lying, so.
Right, it's fairly obvious. I remember I had a conversation with my mother once about Manita. Because me and my mother are both big Hall & Oates fans. And so we're listening to Manita once. I was like, hey, Sue, you know what this song's about, right? And she's like, no, what? Because, you know, like she knew I was going to come up with something. And I was like, you know, it's about a girl that gives, you know, really bad. And she's like, all right, that's it. And I was like, no, that's definitely what it is. She's like, we are not having this conversation. And I was like, no, I think that's what it is, though.
I think. All right, Sue, let's change topics here. Do you know the song Like a Virgin?
She didn't want to discuss about how Maneater was a woman that uses too much teeth on blowjobs. I mean, I don't know if that's really what it was about, but
I think it's fairly straightforward. Because of the lyrics, she'll chew you up and spit you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, here she comes. I think she's just using guys for sex. I think she just uses a guy for sex, but like they're like, oh man, like she's awesome, and then she never returns their calls. So,
huh?
Ironically enough, there is actually a woman out there who's kind of a man eater, and the fake phone number that she gives is the Call & Oates number. So,
dude, that'd be awesome.
I'm gonna start doing that.
That'd be great, giving out the Call & Oates number.
I mean, not that I'm picking up chicks, but, you know, if a chick ever hit on me, I'd just be like, you know what? You should call me sometime. Here's my number, and just give him the Call & Oates number.
It would be kind of awesome.
Just dial the number, and then as soon as you hear something pick up, immediately press whatever the Maneater number is. I was out the other night, and they were trying to figure out who sang the song Private Eyes.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, oh, who is it? Oh, I think it was, and they were like, somebody was going to look it up, and then my fiance was there, and she was like, he knows who it is. And I whisper in the guy's ear, because they're like, I guess they made some kind of a side bet or whatever, so he was like, wait, let me tell me what it is. So I told him it was Hall & Oates, and then he yells out, because the girl was like, don't tell me, he screams out, Hall & Oaks. And I told it to him twice, and I don't know.
Hall & Oaks?
Yeah, Oaks. Like Hall and a bunch of trees. So anyway.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently Hall & Oates, not that popular nowadays.
Ugh, what a shame. People don't know what's good. You know, they really don't.
Yeah. You know who did see Hall & Oates coming?
Who?
Beyond His Time, Bodela.
Oh, Beyond His Time, Bodela, yeah.
Yeah. Too early for his day, Bodela. That's what they called him in South Jersey. Although, I will say, he got it backwards a little bit. He thought it was going to be Oates and Hall, but, I mean, yeah, it's not perfect. It's not a science, but he said one day there will be Oates and Hall.
Did he also think that Hall was going to have the killer mustache instead of Oates?
I don't know. He didn't say that part.
Oh, okay. What a dummy.
Anyway. So you wanna talk about the long bump topic of addiction? Greg, what are you addicted to? It's not your fault. Whatever it is, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Are you addicted to anything?
I would say maybe slightly. And I think it's the same thing that you are.
We favor the drink.
Yeah.
I don't know if we would call that addiction though.
I don't know if it's an addiction. That's definitely putting it a little that's a little bit of an extreme.
Because we definitely don't.
My body is not dependent on it by any means.
Yeah, we don't depend on it. We don't. It hasn't negatively affected our lives. Like, we haven't lost jobs or lost relationships or anything like that. Maybe at times we favor it a little too much. We go a little too nuts. But I don't know if I would really call that an addiction.
No. It's a strong liking.
Yeah, because addiction is a very negative word, and you have to like addiction's pretty fucking strong.
Right.
Like, addiction is like you can't live without it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm. See, we need another word besides addiction, because I'm not addicted to anything. But I think at times I have an addictive personality. Where, like, I'll get on, like, certain kicks where I'll, like, I'll play a game a lot. Like, I'll play a certain video game a lot. Or, like I've watched Skyfall, like, 3 times since I got it. And I haven't had it that long. Like, things like that where, like, I'll kind of, like, do a repetitive thing because I enjoy something so much. So I'll just kind of keep doing it.
Right.
Not necessarily to a detriment. So it's not an addiction, but it's, I think I have that addictive personality where I'm like, hey, I enjoy this. Let me just repeat this action or whatever.
I think I do the same. I have kind of an addictive personality as well.
I think a lot of people would, really.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things I can say I do, not to the point where I need it, but to the point where I have a hard time not doing it. I mean, perfect example is getting tattoos. And I wouldn't say I'm addicted to it. People do get addicted to it, but I really like getting them.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where, like, I get like a, almost like a craving for it.
Mm-hmm. But there have also been times where I know that you've been, like, really jonesing for one, and you haven't gotten one yet.
Right. Exactly.
And like, that's, I know you've been, yeah, you've been talking about getting another one for a little while now. Because when was your last one?
It was probably last, like, April or May.
Yeah. Was that the Spoons one?
No, that was my Venice on the inside of my arm.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you got that one. The Spoons one was before that, right?
Right.
Okay.
But I probably, I mean, honestly, probably since August or so, I've been like, oh, you know, I want to get this or that or whatnot. And, you know, I've been putting it off and I still don't know when I'll get it up. I don't even have any solid plans of getting another one. Not that I won't, because I probably will, but yeah.
Yeah. But, it is kind of – but again, it's not like an addiction. It's not – addiction's a very strong word, especially if you watch the My Strange Addiction.
I've watched an episode or two of it.
Those people are nuts.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of it because I've been like – some of them are really bad, and, like, I can't sit through it. So I'll watch, like, clips and stuff, but I can't watch, like, the full thing. Because some of them are really gross and really freak me out. Like, that's how bad they are.
For example?
The one with the lady that ate cat hair, which was, I think, one of the newer ones.
Oh, I had not heard about this one.
It was one of the older ones, I'm trying to think. The guy who loves his car.
Okay. Like, I've seen that,
like,
one.
Like, literally wants to fuck his car and gets under it and kisses the bumper.
Yeah, he, like, makes out with the car.
Yeah, like, that's kind of funny. And then it goes on so long, I'm like, this is really uncomfortable.
It gets to the point of being sad.
Yeah.
Like, I watched that one. And he he starts – I remember his father gets brought onto it. And he starts talking to his father, and he's like, I think he starts it out with, like, I'm in a relationship with a man. Because the car is supposedly a guy. And he's like, I'm in a gay relationship. And the father was like, okay. You know, and you could tell he was a little hesitant, you know, because he's like, oh, God, you know, my son's gay. But then all of a sudden the kid's like, it's with my car. And the guy's just like, oh, my God.
Now, which is worse, like finding out your son's gay or at least probably that guy. Was he like, oh, thank God. Thank God. He hasn't had dick in his mouth yet. But, oh my God, what else is he putting in his mouth?
I mean, you know, I'm sure, you know, your average dad or something, you know, finds out his son is gay, is probably a little apprehensive. You know, he wants probably, you know, he wants a grandson or something down the line. But, man, I would take my son being in love with another human being over a car any day.
Oh, hell yeah.
My God.
The kid probably didn't show any signs of being gay. Like, there was nothing to be like, oh, okay, I think my son might be gay, but, like, that's fine, but, like, I'm kind of expecting it. But there's probably, like, no sign, and then all of a sudden the son's like, I'm in a gay relationship, and you're just like, what?
Yeah.
But, yeah, if he was like, I'm in a gay relationship, like, meet Paco, and then some, you know, Latino man and skin tight pants came in, and like a neon shirt came in, and I was like, "Hello, daddy!" And I was just like, "All right, you know what? That's fine.
Like, I guess we're doing this now."
You know what? Like, you could take it to the extreme, but I guess you know what is my son. Whatever, like that's fine. But then if he was like, "I'm in a gay relationship with this shitty car that I have," I'd be like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah. Like, yeah, was it even like a really nice car?
No. It wasn't even like – he wasn't even like one of those assholes that really loves their Trans Am.
I don't even know what it was, but it was – I mean, maybe it wasn't like an Oldsmobile, but it was close. Like, it wasn't a good car. It wasn't like, oh, he fell in love with like a Ferrari. Because you know what? You fall in love with like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, I could see that.
No, I can't.
Okay, I'm joking, but like more so than whatever the car was that he fell in love with.
If you search My Strange Addiction car, the first things that come up in the image search are him kissing the bumper.
Oh, hang so on. Good.
I'm trying to find out, although I did find this article.
Did he mess around with the tailpipe at all?
I don't think they showed it, but he probably did.
I feel like he did.
Like he was like, oh, you like that?
Yeah. You think he, like, sucked off the tailpipe? Or maybe he just, like, backed himself up into the tailpipe?
Like, while the car was running and had carbon monoxide shoved up his ass?
It's just spewing exhaust into his ass?
That's very dangerous. That sounds incredibly dangerous.
I mean, the whole thing is just really not good.
Let's see. Okay. Top 10... Or the 10 strangest addictions from My Strange Addiction. Name Dave Cat. His addiction is his real doll. It's just a sex doll. It's just one of those weird... I guess it's probably like Lars and the Real Girl or whatever, where like the guy falls in love with a sex doll. Then there's Evan, who is addicted to pulling hair out of shower drains. This is the best sexually explicit quote. It has to be slimy. It has to be wet. Like, I've pulled out a bunch of dry hair. I don't know. Actually, I've never done that, so I don't know.
Oh. So, like, he gets off on that?
I guess. Well, I don't know if it's, like, a sexual thing. I think he's just addicted to doing it.
Okay. All right.
I think he's just like, I have to look for it. Then there's Kelly eating cheesy potatoes. I guess she's just addicted to cheesy potatoes.
I can see that, though. Cheesy potatoes are pretty good.
Food is a big addiction for people.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's more reasonable than pulling hair out of shower drains.
That's true.
I mean, at least you can eat food and it tastes good.
Then there's Sheila and her addiction of her freakishly large boobs. 38 triple K.
Triple K?
Yeah, triple K. Like the KKK.
Man, they love her down in like Georgia.
Oh, and then see, like the first ones are weird, but they're not like that bad. And then there's Josh, who is addicted to eating glass.
Oh my goodness. Eating glass?
Yeah. When I bite into the glass, I just get a warm feeling, kind of get a little bit tingly. Yeah, that's your mouth bleeding and your body going into shock. Oh. Can you imagine shitting that stuff out, too?
Yeah, it's almost worse than it going down.
Then there's Gloria bathing in bleach.
And well, that sounds good.
Her quote is, "I just like the feel of bleach." And then it shows there's a picture, there's a screenshot of her, and you can't see her. You see like her arms and her legs, and she's clearly sitting in a tub. So like clearly her, you know, her genitals are in the bleach, and that cannot be good.
No, I mean, that must sting.
The kind of funny thing though is, she's black.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now,
because bleach is known to make your whites whiter, so.
Yeah, you think the bleach has had any effect on her blackness?
I don't think so. I mean, she looks fairly dark.
Okay.
I mean, unless she, how can I put this? Unless she's like from Africa.
Yeah.
Like black, then I don't think it's having any effect. Any effect. Because, I mean, like, she just looks like the average black person in America. The average African-American. But if she's actually African and doing this, and she looks like that, then maybe it is. But I wonder if subconsciously, though, she wants it to have that effect on her.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's weird.
Oh.
I mean, obviously it's weird.
Bianca is addicted to eating pottery and cigarette ashes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God. Teresa is addicted to eating rocks.
Rocks?
Yeah. She's addicted to eating rocks. Like, and it just...
How does that go down?
I don't know.
How does that come out?
Probably as well as glass.
Yeah, probably better than glass, actually.
Let's see. Kesha?
Yeah. Is she a dollar sign in her name?
No, but she doesn't have an I either, so I don't know.
That's good.
She is addicted to eating toilet paper.
Oh, well, at least that's better than rocks or glass.
Oh, and here's Nathaniel. Is it used? No, I don't think so. I'm trying to see. I can't tell. It's not like that good of a car, though. But yeah, Nathaniel is in a romantic and sexual relationship with his car.
How can they even say that? How can they say that it's a sexual relationship?
I don't know. And then the new one that I really wanted to see, but then I missed, and it was never aired again in the last like 3 weeks, was the couple that's addicted to butt chugging coffee.
And coffee?
And coffee enemas. Well, they say coffee enemas, but it's basically butt chugging coffee.
Why coffee?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know how this started.
I mean, why would you do it anyways? But why, if you're going to do it, wouldn't you do it with booze?
Well, I wanted to watch the actual episode so I could figure out how it started. Like, how does that happen? I mean, how does any of this happen?
Like, how do you get into that sort of a habit?
Yeah, like, I imagine that some of it would be, like childhood stuff, like maybe like eating rocks or like eating toilet paper or some like stuff like that probably happened in childhood. Like something probably happened in childhood and like you just started doing this because as a kid, like kids stick everything in their mouths because they're trying to like experience everything.
Yeah. Kids are fucked up.
Yeah. So, like, they're constantly, like, trying to, like, they're constantly trying to, like, put rocks in their mouth and, like, just put anything in their, like, toys and all that shit. So, that I can kind of guess, maybe. Like, maybe it was something in childhood and stuff. But, like, from what I know of the coffee enema story, somehow she just started it. And then, but it involves so much. It wasn't like an accident. Because she has to brew the coffee.
Okay.
I'm sure she has to let it cool quite a bit, too. She puts it in a bucket with a hose. She has to have, like, that special nozzle or whatever it's called on the end to shove into her butt. And then she has to be able, like, she has to open it up to put the coffee into her butt. And then she has to wait, like, 15 minutes or whatever. And then she sits on the toilet and she's like, oh, when I sit on the toilet, it's just like, I just get this euphoria when I do it. And then this nice release and whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. But then, so the wife started doing it. And then one day she tells her husband and her husband's like, what the fuck? All right, I'll try it. And then he tries it and now he does it too. So they're both doing, like, multiple coffee enemas every day.
I don't even think I got any words for this.
Like, I don't know how. What I really want to know is how it starts.
I want to know how you found two people that were willing to do this.
I want to know.
That met each other.
Well, apparently they were, like, married, and then she told him, and he was like, all right, I'll try it.
And now he's into it.
Now, yeah, yeah. They're now both addicted to coffee enemas. And it's really funny, because in the clip, I think you can find it on YouTube, and I'll put it on our Facebook page. You can watch, and she goes, because I think you can see, like, the first, like, 2 minutes of it or whatever, or they cut together a little promo or whatever. But she's like, well, you know, I mean, it's really just waiting. And then I, you know, I'll catch up on email or watch TV or, you know, do my Sudoku. And I'm just like, oh, like, it just shows her just, like, relaxing on the bathroom floor.
Ugh.
And I think, like, she just waits, like, 15 minutes and then gets up and, like, just shits. Like, and what I can't figure out is if she's addicted to the idea of cleaning out her ass that much.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she's addicted to the massive absorption of caffeine that happens when you do that. Because I imagine that that's what is probably the most addictive part.
You would think.
Or it creates a physical addiction. I think that, well, maybe it's both. Because I think that would create a physical addiction. And then maybe the cleaning out of her butt creates, like, a psychological addiction.
Do you think they have anal sex?
I'm gonna say yeah. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking probably because if she's that open with putting things in her ass and all that shit, you know, literally, she's probably okay with that.
Probably.
She's probably just really comfortable with her ass.
Well, I guess probably now that she told him.
Well, yeah, I would guess so.
That's just, so weird. But, like, yeah.
All right. I mean, if you're going to be butt-chugging anything, what, caffeine? Really?
I guess so.
I mean, I love coffee. I drink at least 2 big things of coffee a day, usually more. But coffee in the ass? I don't know.
You wouldn't do it?
No. No, I would not.
I think we're both smart enough and I think we have a good enough system of support to prevent us really from becoming really addicted to anything.
That's true. I feel like someone would probably confront us before that became an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I think we'd also both be smart enough to be like, wait a minute, this is becoming an issue.
Right.
But I think we now have a society that basically breeds addiction. Because all addiction is, because I was thinking about this, I've been thinking about this for weeks now since we were originally suggested the topic. I mean, all addiction really is a means of escape.
Right.
And escape from your problems and escape from feeling like shitty. And we have a society that, like, things aren't that great, and then the TV makes them worse. Because you turn on the news, everything's going to kill you, and there's constantly people, like, going on raping sprees and raping, like, 50 people at a time. And, like, there's constantly bad shit going on. You know, Law and Order makes it seem like, you know, every murder that happens is some heinous crime.
I liked it. You just said murder with a Boston accent.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did.
Nice.
Murder.
Like, there's constantly bad shit going on. Things aren't that great. Like, we make it seem like anybody should be able to do, like, be famous and powerful. And, you know, I mean, really the only people that are like the Kardashians, and they didn't do shit. So then people get depressed about that. And then they're upset about all this other shit. And then, you know, they're like, oh, well, let me do this. And then this makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's some addiction that's physical, obviously, but I think more often than not, a lot of it, and it's a lot of stuff that, like, people don't necessarily even think about being an addiction, like the car thing, or like eating something weird, or like eating cheesy potatoes. Like, people wouldn't really be like, that's a strange addiction, unless they were like, Oh, you constantly eat cheesy potatoes. Like, you're always eating cheesy potatoes. Like, you make trips to who has cheesy potatoes? What fast food place? I don't know. Probably like KFC or something.
Yeah. It's just cheesy potatoes, yeah.
So you go to wherever, and you're like, you're making like 4 or 5 runs a day for cheesy potatoes just to make yourself feel better. And, like, escape these terrible feelings that you have of, like, your life being shitty compared to, like, other people's and stuff.
I mean, it would have to be a crazy extreme for, you know, people to be like, hey, your cheesy potatoes are getting all nuts.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that's not an addiction.
No, that's true. It could be.
Yeah. And, like, video games, too. Like, a lot of people are, like, can get really addicted to video games just because, like, it makes them feel better about how shitty other stuff is.
Well, yeah, you get nuts, especially like the online shit.
Yeah, like the World of Warcraft and stuff.
Exactly.
I knew people in college that were addicted to that.
Yeah.
And like that, I say addicted, like meaning like, no, it was serious. Like, it really started to affect their grades and shit too. It affected grades, right. And in one case, I saw it like affect a relationship, and like it can be bad.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
That's why I started playing it. I played it for 3 months and then I quit because I was like, you know what? No, I can see myself getting too into this, and I'm just gonna stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think our culture just like, you know, because we're constant. I mean, I feel like almost all the time, like we're saying how bad things are or how like. How your life should be something other than what it is, and how it should be something better. And like, if you can't reach this thing, then it's a bad thing.
Well, yeah, that, and it's a combination of that. And it's the fact that we're always looking for some sort of stimulation, whether it be physical or mental or anything like that. Like, we always have to be doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, like we've talked about it before. You've been over to Europe or whatever, and if you ever see like, and I know this happens here too. I'm not just saying it over in Europe, but like older people, a lot of times you'll see the older people out, and they'll just like drag like chairs and table up, and they'll sit outside all day.
Yeah,
and they'll just talk and enjoy each other's conversation. And drink the coffee or have some drinks or whatever. And, like, that's their stimulation for the day.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily need any more than that. They don't need a phone that acts like a computer. They don't need a tablet. They don't need to go online. They don't need to have, you know, they don't need to be doing anything crazy. They just, all they do is they sit and they talk and, you know, they have a fucking ball. And, like, that's not really what our society is like now. No. And that's not to just say, you know, like, I saw that over in Europe, but, you know, I mean, that happens now. I know there's old people around here that just do the same exact thing, but, yeah, you know, our age, there's not many people like that.
There were a couple times, like, my mom and I would go over to my grandmother's house, and she would just, she would have taken out, like, one of the lawn chairs or something, and just be, like, sitting in the garage, relaxing.
Right,
exactly. Every once in a while, we'd pull up, and there'd be, like, a neighbor just sitting there with her and just chit-chatting, or, you know, whatever. And, like, she was just fine doing that. But now it's, like, you know, yeah, we always need something. I always need to be doing something because I find, or, like, watching something or have something on to distract part of my mind from thinking and, like, coming up with, like, negative thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you take a chair, park it outside, and sit there? You do want to do it, and I want to do it, too.
And at times, I think we both have.
You know, and I've done it, too, but not as much as I think I'd like to.
Yeah.
And just kind of take in, you know, the world around you. It doesn't happen that often. Hmm. You know, and whether you're hanging out, you know, maybe you got a couple beers there and you're just kind of hanging out and drinking beers or smoking butts or, you know, having a cigar or just, you know, just listening to the radio. You know, that doesn't happen that often anymore. People don't do that.
Like, it's really hard for people just to chill out.
Yeah,
just talk and enjoy and have, like, kind of like the conversations that we have on the show. Like, you know, that was something that I really missed about being up in Boston. Just, like, because as a group, we would all hang out. And then, especially, like, when it was nice out and Andrew and then lived on in that first house that they lived in when I first was out there. With the porch.
Right.
And
exactly.
And we just sit out there and BS and stuff. One of the funnest nights that I recall being out there is we're all sitting on the porch, and I think you were in front of the grill, and we just had some music on in the background. Every once in a while we would sing along, especially when Eagle Eye Cherry came on.
Oh, yeah.
But we were just, like, BSing, having fun, and, you know, shooting the shit. And it was just, like, we didn't have to have all this other stuff, and we didn't have to be doing all this other stuff.
Exactly. You know, we had the grill going, we had some music, and it was just a bunch of us hanging out, drinking beer, and, you know, you just kind of enjoy each other's company. And there was no need to, like, sit there with your fucking phone or sit there and watch a movie or sit there and, like, do all this other shit that, you know, it's – in the end, it's a little – you know, it's I don't know. It's extra. It's all extra.
Yeah. No, people just have to learn to exist and, I think, be happy with what they have.
Yeah. And obviously we're oversimplifying it, but
– Well, I think that would solve some people's problems.
Yeah.
I think if people can just learn to be content, that would take care of some of the addictions that are filling voids. I mean, obviously, especially a lot of the drugs are a lot more physical.
Right. I mean, substance
is going to be a lot more physical. But even, like, they say, like, weed's not physically addictive, but I think psychologically it can be because it gives you that idea, like, oh, like, it's cool. Like, I'm in a much better place than where I am, not high, so.
Right. Yeah, no, it's different degrees of addiction.
Yeah, but I think maybe some people's addiction to things that they might even not think that they're addicted to.
That's definitely true.
You know, like eating, eating certain foods or doing certain things, or even like going to the gym. Like, it's possible to go to the gym too much.
Yeah. Well, when you do that instead of having a social life.
Yeah, and having like normal relationships, and you're at the gym for, you know, several hours every day. And I mean, a lot of people are because they're athletes and stuff, and that's fine.
Right.
Because that's kind of your job. But like, if you're just a guy that wants to look good, like, you can get too addicted to trying to look your best, and then at some point it could easily reach the point where, you know, you're doing ridiculous stuff to try and make yourself feel better.
Exactly.
But I think if people were just to chill out and like be more content with what they have, they don't have to look for that escape. But maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. What do I know?
I think you're right. But then again, there's not too many instances where me and you disagree. So yeah.
I mean, maybe we solved 5% of addiction problems right now. Boom.
That's it. It's done.
Maybe that guy's not sucking on the tailpipe of his car anymore.
Yeah, he's done. He's sucking on the tailpipe of a guy.
And that's
which
fine.
Is better than a tailpipe of a car.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Doesn't bother me. The car thing bothers me a little bit.
Yeah. All right. So I don't know. Was that a good conversation on addiction? Will people be pleased? I think we gave it a fair shake.
No, I don't think it was bad. I mean, to be honest, I don't think I don't know. I don't think either of us probably have too much experience on the topic.
Yeah, I mean, I have experience in not serious addiction. So, exactly. I said, like people being addicted to WoW. So,
yeah.
Although I do want to say, I really hate when people go, "I'm addicted to life." Fuck you. Just don't say that.
Go to hell.
Don't say that, because it's, first of all, it's not true.
No.
Second of all, it's just a bullshit line that you just are saying to be an asshole.
No argument there.
All right, this has been But You're Wrong. This was episode 75, Greg. 75, the big 7-5.
Yeah, that's like the, no, never mind. I was going to say the something anniversary, but 50 is gold. I don't know what comes after that. I don't think anything.
I don't know. I think they stop celebrating it like every year or every 5 years, even like after 70. I think 70 is like they just start doing every 10 years after that, because they're like, nobody's going to be married this long.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it does go up that high. But anyway, so thank you to everyone that's been listening. And like I said, check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/butyourewrong. We put a lot of like extra stuff that we figure out after we make fools of ourselves on there. Twitter at BYW Podcast. YouTube, BYW Podcast. Go on iTunes, hit that little subscribe button. You know, maybe give us a little review, rate us. No regrets, and just chill the fuck out.
Everybody chill.